Everyone was worried. The king was worried. All his warriors had failed in trying to open the lid of the cursed grave. I order someone to stand up and help kill the high priest and open the cursed grave, ordered King Venso, with a shade of worry in his eye. Can we have a try? Answered two brave voices. Well, as you're the only ones that showed up, then may your god guide you. The two boys that had answered were Karos and Kemo. They set off to the nearest airship. When they got to their airship, they targeted the destination to the water biome. This would be the first part of the journey to the temple. They sped past the air biome and headed straight to the water biome, the wind brushing past Karos's ears. Then, suddenly, the airship stopped and turned into a few drops of water. They were falling. They glided down to the edge of the water biome. Once they were in the sand biome, they saw a man standing there watching them. Come, spoke the man. They cautiously approached the man. I shall give you these gifts. He showed them a glimmering short sword and a silver shield. Karos took the sword and Kemo took the shield. Karos and Kemo continued their journey and entered the forest biome, where they found the temple. As they stepped cautiously into the unstable temple, they felt a cold shade of fear. Karos reached for his friend, but no one was there. The next moment, he saw a pair of fiery clawed hands appeared. He ducked, span round, and saw nothing. Turning round again, he saw how fragile this ancient temple was, how he wished to be back in the air biome. He wandered out into the temple garden. There was a pile of mud and a spade. 5 minutes later, he was digging away with sweat down his neck. He brushed the last few strands of mud away to reveal a hidden trap door. Sliding it open, he saw some stairs. Once he was at the bottom of the stairs, the sword instantly lit his way to make out the outline of the Hypee. Pointing his sword up, gathering his bravery, when suddenly a lightning bolt shot out his sword, blinding the beast. He had his chance. Gliding under the beast, he leapt onto the beast's neck. The beast instantly swayed his neck, struggling to get free. With all his might, Karos stabbed the beast through the head. Falling on the floor, he felt a hand picking him up. As everything came to view, he saw Kemo. He had opened the grave. The next second, he found himself in bed with King Venso by his side. What happened? Murmured Karos. Well, you were almost crushed by the Hypee, so you had to be healed, replied King Venso.